Thank you. dude's a good guitar player.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good guitar players out there, some of which don't even get recognized. Get out there on YouTube and look up guitar players.
Oh, I bet there's a lot of them.
Street musicians and stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that they do. Pretty impressive. And there's some of those guitar players that are famous. They got a big head. They think they're better than they are. And there's a street musician out there that would smoke them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So where are we going from there? What are we doing here today?
The Music with Carrot Hour.
Woohoo! So you can't sleep through the show, you know.
Nope.
Just because you stayed up late. You're on the clock. That's terrible, ain't it?
It's fun, though.
Yeah, it's not a job when you enjoy it. So, anyway, where are we going here?
Avoid the Light by Pantera.
I bet that's what you want to do right now.
Yep.
Because you didn't get enough sleep. Avoid the Light. Where's your sunglasses?
Thank you.
So I just googled up, rock stars that smashed their guitars, and the list is like Eddie Van Halen, Graham Oliver, that's that one band you like of Saxon.
Yep.
Jeff Beck, I don't know how to spell that one there. Yang Lee or something like that. Oh, Malmsteen.
Yeah.
Yngwie Malmsteen. Something like that. Anyway, apparently he smashed his guitar. Paul Stanley, Richie Blackmore, and Kurt Cobain. And even Elvis smashed a guitar on stage. Why would you do that?
Sounds like a lot of money.
My guitar costs a lot of money. I wouldn't smash it, get through jamming out, and then bam, bam, smash your guitar all up on the stage. I'm going to go in there and smash your guitar.
No, you're not.
Why not? It's all in the name of rock and roll, right? Anyway, so there were other ones. Billy Joe did it. Richie Blackmore, Billy Joe, Kirk Hammett, Muse's Matt Bellamy, and I think Kiss was already under Paul Stanley. And Who's Pete Townsend smashed a guitar. Why would they do that?
No.
Kick your drums over and bust holes in the heads.
I mean, it all sounds fun to do, but...
Yeah, but then you gotta go out shopping for a new guitar. I guess if they're rich, they could afford it. So anyway. Is this next one a guitar smasher?
Well, he was on the list.
Okay, well, let's see if he smashes his guitar. What's the name of this one?
Hot for Teacher.
Uh-huh. I see.
Thank you. rock it slow. I don't feel dirty.
Had to mute the video as we're watching these folks smash their guitar because there's some foul-mouth heathenism going on. Why would you smash your guitar, man?
Well, then you got Jimi Hendrix that set it on fire.
Yeah, he set his on fire. Now the guy from Kiss is just beating his up. He ain't got much strength, his upper body strength. There, he finally snapped it. There you go. He's a little weak in the arm. It took him a while to beat that guitar in half. Unless it was made good. That's one of the Beatles there, man.
We did get the drums, too.
Yeah. It's either the Beatles or the Monkees. Yeah. Anyway. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Once by Pearl Jam.
All right. Are they going to smash their guitar, too?
Probably not.
They only do it once, right?
Backstreet lover on the side of the road. I got a ball.
How come you never remember what the song's about? You just like the music, right?
Yeah, music's good.
Okay, so what about this next one in line? Do you know anything about it? No? Do you ever listen to the lyrics?
Yes.
They might be talking about smashing your guitar. Like in the Blues Brothers, when John Belushi took that one guitar guy's player, one guitar player's guitar and smashed it against the wall and gave it back to him because he was a terrible guitar player.
That is an overreaction.
Yeah, extremely. I'd be frustrated about that. Anyway, so what's this one?
This is Grind by Alice in Chains.
Cool.
Thank you.
This thing tastes like dust. It's been sitting in a drawer so long.
Gross.
Well, I was just trying to figure out why Angela said in there, I broke my soprano recorder and had to glue it back together again. How excited could you get? A recorder's basically a flute.
Yeah.
So, were they jamming down and just got all excited and pss, 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 beat it up? Or was it just a case of forgot it was sitting on the couch and sat on it and broke it in half? It's a mystery. Maybe. We'll have to ask them about that. But no matter how hard I try, I just can't get like excited about it's just, how could you do it? What do you say?
It banging.
You could break it because it sounds terrible. Anyway, moving right along. You got the drumsticks. Yeah. Could you imagine twirling those around, you know, like the rock stars do, and then it flies out of your hand and jabs the guitar player in the eye, and then he trips over his guitar and breaks it? It can happen.
That sounds like a lot. It'd be a big show.
And the drummer falls off the drums in the process because after he breaks the guitar, he turns around and kicks the drum because he's angry. And he's holding his eye because you done poked him with a stick. I'm just saying.
Nothing about that sounds good.
All right, here we go. What's this one? Melissa Etheridge?
Yep.
So we're taking a change of pace?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
You found out to love me. You have to climb some fences, scratching and crawling, along for Lord, I touch you. And just when it feels right, you say you found someone to hold you. Like the way I do. Tell
I was simply saying that maracas would sound good during that like that.
Yeah, it's got a beat. You could.
Yeah, so you, like I said, you hand a person who doesn't know how to play guitar maracas or tambourine or something like that, you know, so that they don't feel left out.
But then they know that that's why,
well,
that's why they got it.
Maybe, but at least they get to play, too. Now, you can't necessarily put the bongos in the hands of somebody who don't know how to play, because then they'll be throwing the drummer off a beat. You ever played the bongos?
No.
Yeah, those are cool. Anyway, maracas are easy. You can't mess those up. Just, you know, like that.
Unless you get too excited and get carried away with it. Just
and smash it, and all the beads start flying everywhere. What's all this beating up on the music instruments? That's what brought me to the percussion deal. Did you beat a hole in the bongos because you got crazy about it? I'm just asking. I don't know. Seems like they, things ain't safe when you're bashing guitars and bounces back up and hits you in the mug. Or like you said, that when you slam a ball bat against a doggone tree and it buzzes like that. Yeah.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, it's best not to be doing that. Besides that, those guitars, most of them have wire springs in them. It's like it wouldn't be very comfortable if it got snagged up on you.
Yep.
Anyway, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Overkill by Motorhead.
Yeah, that was a little bit of overkill, talking about the bongos beating a hole in them. What do you think?
I do like bongos, though. They're cool.
Oh, well, to get you a set of bongos, then. So you'd be a bongo player. I'll point, laugh, and ridicule while I got the tambourine and the maracas. And the flute, like you just heard me play earlier.
Oh, no.
How about a kazoo?
No.
Oh,
see if anybody in the audience knows what this is. Juice harp.
Oh, I thought you meant the song.
Oh, yeah, that's Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like I Do. That's a live version, so it didn't sound as good as the recorded one. But he's talking through it while he's playing it. Didn't you think it was cool?
Yeah.
Oh, alright. So where are we going?
Five Magics by Megadeth.
Five Magics by Megadeth? Okay.
Thank you.
that other version wasn't very good, so here's a little sample of that. He's doing that with a juice harp. Isn't that cool?
It is.
Yeah. Cool. We'll have to play that on the show one day. What do you think?
It's a long one, but a good one.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so where are we going now?
This will be the last one before the mystery song.
This one's the last one for the mystery song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's Helpless by Diamond Head.
All righty. Cool. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Well, tell them what they get if they stick around for the mystery song, if they win.
Free drinks and snacks from their refrigerator.
Yeah. And if you don't guess it, you get nothing. All right, here we go.
Fade away. Gotta see the lights above.
Crystal, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you'll get if you don't guess this next song. This is mystery song number 29. I hope y'all keeping track of all these so that maybe one day if we have the full rundown of all 29 mystery songs, you can guess every single one of them. You may have to go back and listen to Music with Kara Hour just to write down all the songs. Some of which nobody got, so there's a couple that you have to do some research on. But anyway, if you guess this song right now, you get to get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And don't get too excited and kick over the furniture or bust up any music equipment, you know, with this next song. But either way, guess the song and win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Can't go wrong there. Otherwise, you lose. Good day, sir. You get nothing. Here we go.
She used to be an iron horse 20 years ago. Used to bring the mail to me through the ice and snow. I've sat alone and watched her steaming through the night. 90 tons of thunder